Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
And indeed, indeed, and happy birthday to you, sir. Dr. Jerry Mixon, you are officially an old man.
Yeah.
He better give him a microphone, however, because he doesn't do well without one. Your birthday yesterday?
Yes,
and
it was.
You already are the most spoiled husband on the planet, and I
that is true.
Yesterday was, you know, just disgraceful.
The world's feminists would hate my wife because she caters to me. I get treated like I am royalty every
That's
day
right.
of my life.
That's right.
I mean, yesterday I went to the. It's often just little things. It's not great big, you know, but I went over to my my mother's house because we're getting it ready to sell since her death, and I was only gone about 5 hours. And I came home and went out on the deck, and she and my daughter were sitting in there. I sat down next to her, and my wife comes over and snuggles up and lays her head on my chest and says, "I missed you."
Well,
that's, you know, how do you not love a woman?
That's
like
right. But you're not supposed to be here. And I was so looking forward to a day off. you were going to be doing something with your family, and then I hear yesterday that something got kabobulated, and you're here.
Yeah, well, I had an old Army buddy who I have not seen for some time.
Oh, yeah.
And, who showed up with his wife, and my wife had arranged for us to go over to the San Juan Islands for the weekend.
Okay.
But since she's not great on Washington geography, she made the hotel reservations at Anacortes, which is where you catch the ferry. It's
yes.
not the island you get off the
That's
ferry.
Right. That's right.
By the time she showed me where the hotel was, I said, honey, that's before that's right. we get on the ferry.
That's right. You know,
if we spend a couple of days there, we haven't gone anywhere.
Anyway, you are here. We're glad you're here. It's always good to have you. And also, of course, Dr. Samara Umat. So we're glad you're here. In red, by the way, I need my glasses.
Right,
I need
right,
sunglasses.
Right.
Holy moly, I've never seen such a red person.
It's bright.
And your lipstick. Wow. Gee, me. Anyway, most appropriate that you are the big kahuna when it comes to the new radio show, Beautiful You. You fit right in. So that is every Saturday afternoon right here on KTTH between 1 and 2, by the way. So you're going to want to be tuning in for that. Okay, lots of things to talk about today. First off, I'm going to, however, give out the toll-free number because all the lines are open right now. Leading Edge Medicine is all about you and your health, your issues, maybe a health issue of a spouse, a parent, a next-door neighbor. We get all types of questions. And maybe you need a second opinion, a third opinion, a fourth opinion. Well, here's the toll-free number you can call, 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. You call now, we will get you on first, and then second, third, and fourth. We got four lines open, 800-465-8770. You wanted to start off the day talking about a movie. Well, not a movie.
Well, a movie star. A movie star, yes. And the news came late last night, and I was quizzing both of these gentlemen about Chadwick Boseman. So Chadwick Boseman is the hero of Black Panther. That was the most movie he became very popular with. But, of course, he's acted in other movies as well. Sadly, at the age of 43, he died last night because of colon cancer. And that's what I wanted to mention, that, you know, colon cancer has become rampant in our country now. It is present in younger patients and younger people. And so he was diagnosed 4 years ago. And at that age, he was 39 when he was diagnosed with metastatic colon cancer.
He was stage three, spread into stage four already.
Yeah.
Which means he probably got the disease around 34, 35.
Yeah.
So the real question, even though I hadn't seen the movie, what was it, The Panther?
Black Panther.
In the series?
Avengers.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Marvel movie.
That's right. Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah.
So why are younger people getting colon cancer? There has to be a reason.
Well, it's primarily lifestyle. And especially among affluent folks that have lots and lots of red meat in their diet. And a lot of this, if they overcook their red meat, if they are, for instance, barbecuing. So... not enough fiber, mm-hmm. not enough green leafy veggies, mm-hmm. and too much in the way of charred and overheated.
So there's a direct correlation.
Oh, there is a very direct correlation.
The charring causes carcinogens in the food that increases the risk for colon cancer, but also we're eating a lot more processed food. We're eating faster, we're eating quicker, we're eating more processed food, we're eating less green leafy vegetables, we're eating less fiber.
Yeah. And there's a clear correlation with cured meats, sausage, bacon, ham,
salami,
sausages of all sorts.
Yeah.
So, you know, the cured meats have a high concentration, and especially when they're grilled or heated.
Okay.
And so, you know, our problem is that the CDC recommendation that the insurance companies follow is that you don't even start screening until their 50s.
That's right. I remember.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so doctors aren't looking for it because if the CDC doesn't recommend screening till 50s, no insurance company will cover the exam.
How do you look for it?
Yeah.
Colonoscopy primarily.
Well, that's hardcore medical law. You wait till you're 50.
Well, exactly. So, you know, you can do stool analysis and now the Cologuard test too, but the gold standard still remains colonoscopies. Yeah.
But, you know, what we probably ought to start doing, given the dietary habits of our country, is to start doing Cologuard. All you got to do is poop in the container.
Yeah. It's an at-home test.
Yeah, and you send the container with your stool to the lab, mm-hmm. and they run reverse polymerase chain reaction studies looking for antigens that are commonly found in colon cancers. So they actually look at your stool for the genetic material of the colon cancer. And so that doesn't take a visit to the doctor. It's about a $300 test. And insurance won't cover it for people in their 30s.
Oh, yeah.
Because the CDC recommendation is a couple of decades behind where society actually is. We are now seeing this cancer mm-hmm. in an enormous number of people under 50.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really need to start doing at least stool tests because the prep for the colonoscopy is just a miserable experience. You're not going to get a lot of people.
Any way around that?
Well, that's
the prep.
The prep. No, you can't do a colonoscopy without a good prep. Otherwise, all you see is poop.
Yeah.
You know, you can't see colon. So yeah, but you can do the Cologuard test, and you know we need to get it so insurance companies will cover Cologuard tests starting in your 30s
mm-hmm.
because they are not as good as the colonoscopy, but they'll pick up about 90% of the cancers instead of 98% of the cancers.
Okay.
So you know. 90% is a whole lot better than zero.
And would
Absolutely.
You say would
Absolutely.
You say the cost was for the Cologuard?
$300 to $500.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know the point is that if you do have a positive Cologuard test, then you have to go have your colonoscopy done.
Sure.
But if you have a negative test, you might avoid the colonoscopy, but it can be a false negative, so we don't know that. But well, it's again, still a screening.
It picks up 90%, which means it misses 10%.
Yes, yeah. So, you know. Yeah, so, you know, it's a good test for people who are not at high risk, but nonetheless, it's available. People should do it. And then definitely those in the high-risk category need a colonoscopy. The point being that now that age group is decreasing very fast, and our CDC guidelines have not caught up with it yet. Yep. So, you know, that preventative medicine being, you know, we talk about it all the time, Jerry, lifestyle changes, diet and exercise make such a huge difference, and you can prevent a lot of things. The other thing I was thinking about was classic osteoporosis.
Sure.
You know, and again, 20s and 30s, that's the time when you lay down bone. You're not going to lay down more bone after you're 30. If you're active, physically active, and our kids aren't, if they're doing more stuff, they're watching their diet more carefully, they can actually reduce the likelihood of developing osteoporosis later in life.
Bone density. Your bones are at their biggest and thickest when you're about 18. And so if you are not stressing your bones in your teen years, you're starting your life with thinner bones. And so, you know, if you start life with bones that are 50% thicker than the other guy,
yeah,
you know, you have less chance of having bones so thin they break when you're in your 50s and 60s.
But that requires an active life.
Well, see, this is what I was thinking, that the young kids and grandparents should be active together and help each other out. You know, that's a classic thing to do, to be active with your grandkids. Now you're, well, not committed by work routines is what I was thinking more, you know, so that you have the flexibility in your time to be able to spend with your kids. And so instead of doing things sitting down and watching TV, if you're more physically active, you're both helping each other out.
Yes. My 8-year-old can do a 3 to 4 mile run.
Yeah.
She doesn't run as fast as her mother, but she runs now. And, 8 years old. In fact, when she was 4.
Yeah.
She was climbing the Poo Poo Point over
Tiger
Mountain.
Oh, wow, really?
She would go up that mountain singing, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, as she passes all the old folks that are gasping and panting.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
She just charged right up the mountain at 4 years old.
Wow. You know? Wow. Well, she's got age on her side, that's for sure.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. She's only carrying, you know, 35 pounds up the mountain. I'm carrying 220. So.
Love those, love those kids.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the number again, 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. So what is ahead? We've got your new show.
Yes.
Every Saturday from 1 to 2, Beautiful You. We're getting indications the audience is growing.
Yes.
They love you. Today will be the fifth, right?
That's right. Today will be the fifth show.
That's right.
That
today.
Yes.
And so I think we've got somebody calling in.
Yes, we do.
This afternoon, again, between 1 and 2. I'm not sure when. Doesn't matter. Listen, Beautiful You. Sponsored, of course, by Bella Medica, which is our aesthetic division.
That's right.
Longevity Medical Clinic, something we've had for about 15 years, but it's just been this last year or so that we're really deciding to do something exciting with it. And it is exciting. The truth is, folks, you're beautiful. We want to tell the whole world you're beautiful. We want to help you in those areas.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we really do. I think Jerry's freed up now a little bit to do other things. So he's kind of pushing us to do more about Bella Medica. So we're very excited, very, very happy.
Well, you know, I'm getting old. I just turned 73, and I need you people to keep me looking decent. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, old, never.
Well, like I said, I'm signed up to get rid of some brown spots and some other things. I'm really excited.
Non-surgical management of the aging face and body. That's what we do. And the sooner you start, the better, you know, the results will
be. Say that again. Non-surgical
management of the aging face and body.
How very true. That's good. That's a phrase. We ought to make that a tagline or something like that. Beautiful you. Terrific.
There you go.
All right. Today at 1 o'clock, be listening. Okay. Again, I think what I'm going to do is go to a break a minute or two early, and we will start taking calls when we come back. Again, the number to call with your questions, 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. We'll take a call when we come back. We've got Donna from Kent Oh, she's got a question about stem cells. That's interesting. Later awesome. Today, I got to figure out, I got to look here, when Dr. Dan Nelson is going to be here for a little bit today, later today. Not exactly sure when, but we'll get to Donna and others as soon as we come back. All right, welcome back. It's about 16 minutes past the hour. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine today, again, with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho talking about pain, stem cells, all sorts of different protocols associated with pain. We've got Dr. Michael Gilbert coming. Oh, well, that's not until, after 10 o'clock or so, but Dr. Gilbert will be with us. From Northwest Vision Institute. But we've got you and your call, so let's go to Donna in Kent. And Donna, welcome to the show.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, thank you. My question is, I have a friend who had she's had two arthroplasties at the base of her thumb there, and the second one isn't doing well. They went in the second time, and now they're talking fusion, and I'm thinking, is there post-surgical stuff like this? Can Dr. Nelson do anything like stem cell or whatever that would help? Because she's just having a lot of severe pain.
Yeah, it's going to depend in part on how much they've altered the anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go in and you do these surgical procedures, you're basically, you know, chipping away and altering the way the thumb was naturally made. And,
right.
You know, if there's enough cartilage there, if there's enough viable tissue, then putting in some MSCs, that's mesenchymal stem cells or medicinal signaling cells is the new word we like to use for them,
mm-hmm.
may well help trigger, you know, some growth and regeneration of the local tissues. But
yeah.
You know, right now, just sitting here on the radio, I have no idea how much alteration they've done in the surgery and what can
right.
can't be done with, you know, with the injections.
Right. If she already has an implant in there, it might be hard because of the synthetic material.
Right. So, you know, what she needs to do is to get a appointment with Dr. Nelson and let him take a look and, you know,
yeah.
look at the studies and the medical records, and then he can decide.
Yeah, and I don't know what they used for an implant. I've had that done, and it was very successfully years ago. I'm a retired surgical nurse. But
mm-hmm.
they stripped my tendon and brought it down and used my tendon and on each side, and I've had no problem.
Sure.
But she's had problems with the second one quite extensively. So it's good, but, I mean, he can evaluate that, I'm sure.
Sure.
By,
oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm
confident he would be delighted to do the evaluation. And, of course, until he does the evaluation,
yeah.
you have no idea what he can tell you.
Yep.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Okay, well, you've been very helpful. I just wanted to have just a smidget of information more before I ask her to explore that instead of just saying okay to a fusion.
Sure. Well,
sure.
And the good news is that the evaluation is covered by Medicare.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
you know,
awesome.
There's, yeah, that's
yeah,
a local.
Yeah, x-rays, MRIs, anything that is needed is covered.
Right. So,
oh,
you know,
well,
using,
that,
yeah, so if he needs the stem cells, that part is not covered. But if he,
right.
if, the evaluation and figuring out what needs to be done, that is covered. So, you know,
oh,
have her get
awesome.
On in and get it done.
Yeah.
And maybe you've heard this a few thousand times. If you don't measure, you don't know. If you don't check
absolutely.
With a guy like Dr. Nelson, who isn't biased toward any one procedure, he's the guy. Oh, he's the guy. You ought to do it. And for those listening, not just you, Donna, but others, if you want to call and make an appointment with Dan Nelson, go ahead and call him. His number is 425-823-4000. That's 425-823-4000. Hey, Donna, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. All right. Let us go to Tom in Tenino. Tom, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. And I just want to say I saw you on the commercial there, Pete, with Sebastian Gorka and your son. It's kind of nice to see you.
Good. Well, thank you. I had plenty of makeup on, that's for sure. How can we help you today?
I had a question about potassium in the diet, and I thought I had a related problem to that. But what I was reading, according to the amount that a person needs per day is like over 4 grams, and and I'm just thinking, I don't think that I come anywhere close to that. What made me think of it more is I started to get occasional what's called PVCs, where my heart would stop, yeah. not stop, but you'd feel a little pause.
Premature ventricular contractions, yeah.
I looked up and said that it's possible that it could be due to low potassium. And so I started taking extra potassium in a pill form, and of course they were recommended against it, but I did it anyway, and it seemed to help the problem significantly. And I also took it with additional magnesium, but I've always been taking magnesium, but I haven't been taking potassium. So I guess my question is, I know, Dr. Mixon, you probably do these electrolyte tests all the time in your blood tests. I'm just wondering, do you see potassium deficiencies much, or and I'm wondering what would be, I just don't think I eat enough food that has potassium in. I mean, it's just, I think it's hard to find over 4 to 5 grams of potassium in a diet.
All right. Well, first of all, no, we don't usually see potassium deficiencies. Once in a while, but not on a regular basis. But then, the question is, how much does that individual need? Not what is the average need. So, but 4 to 5 grams seems like an awful lot to me.
That's what they're saying, actually, 4,700 milligrams. It does seem, I thought it was a lot too, but I hadn't, thought about the numbers, but apparently that is the requirement. But there are a lot of foods that are rich in potassium in our daily diet, baked potatoes, sweet potatoes, spinach. So many things that we eat regularly does have it, and we don't, as a general rule, see a potassium deficiency. Now, if you're taking medications that are depleting your body of potassium, then certainly you will need a replacement. And that's the classic time that we recommend patients take it. But, a lot of foods that have high salt intake sometimes also have high potassium intake. And also, a lot of times, people are getting it from sources that they don't really think about also. Vitamins and pills that they're taking may have some extra. So the little bit from every little source does add up. But if he has a particular deficiency, then it could also be that he's taking enough but not absorbing it for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And so gut lining and gut thoughts, those are the types of things that you would want to think about. Okay, well, what else is going on and why isn't he absorbing it? If there's nothing that's depleting it as fast as he's taking it.
Okay.
Because as a general rule, we don't give potassium replacement.
No, not with healthy people. But yeah, I am a little interested in the fact that you increased your potassium in addition to your magnesium, and your PVCs decreased. That if it works, it works. I'm happy for that part. But usually you would expect a significant deficiency before you started getting cardiac rhythm disturbances from it. So that just surprised me a bit.
It's hard to say. This is potassium gluconate, and it says 550 milligrams, but then it says on the bottle, it says elemental potassium, 91 milligrams. So I took like four of them. I'd be taking like over 2 grams of it. Potassium gluconate, but that only means that I'd be getting about 360 milligrams of the elemental potassium. Now, there is one thing that I think I should get electrolyte tested. I do take 10 to 20 milligrams of lisinopril, and they want you to be careful because that does something with your potassium levels.
Yeah. And then, the minerals together play an important role, like sodium, magnesium, and potassium together. So it's important that you have the right balance of all of them to absorb them effectively and efficiently. And like I said, medications make a huge difference. So,
But yes, right, well, make sure that all your electrolytes are checked on an annual basis at least.
If my potassium levels are sufficient on the electrolyte blood test, would then that indicate that it's probably not the potassium that was low, and so
probably,
look for something
yes.
else?
Yeah, and the reason I say probably instead of giving you a firm answer is that when we measure potassium levels, we're measuring serum potassium. But the form of potassium that actually gets into the cells and crosses the membranes with the electrical charges is the ionized potassium. And checking ionized potassium is a whole different study. It takes another step up. But if the total amount of potassium in the serum is adequate, then we usually assume that ionization is being done at the standard rates. So, but there are rare people that have defects there.
There is a blood test you can test. Is it a blood test that you test ionized potassium?
It would be a blood test, and it would have to be requested specifically.
All right. Well, I appreciate you telling me that, because I'm going to go have that done. All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You know, and lisinopril actually increases serum potassium levels.
Yeah. So it shouldn't cause a problem. Of course, you know, when we, on those rare occasions that we execute a mass murdering pedophile, high dose potassium is how we kill them. I mean, that's what that's what's in that IV. Is just a big, big dose of potassium. And the potassium stops the heart. It just relaxes all the muscles, and everything just quits contracting, including the heart, and that's how they die. So, you know, excess potassium is a real negative, too. So, you know, we have to keep things within an acceptable balance.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Take care.
Interesting. Well, that was a good long teaching session on potassium.
Well, you know, electrolytes and the balance of electrolytes is very important, and small things can make a huge difference, like medication. Some medications will lower, but like in his case, it actually increases. So it makes you wonder what caused the PVCs in the first place, and was potassium really the culprit here, and did it really do what he thought?
Well, and he increased potassium and magnesium.
We
see more magnesium deficiency than potassium deficiency.
Mm-hmm. Sure, we do. Yeah, so.
Interesting.
And then hydration status also affects those electrolytes, right?
Absolutely.
So when we're testing them and you're overhydrated or underhydrated, will affect those levels. And then they impact your kidney function, and therefore now your ability to get rid of them and accumulate them causes a problem as well. So.
Well, this is making something, again, very clear. When a doctor, on average, your average primary care physician, actually talks to their patients for 5 minutes and 22 seconds, with 10-minute appointments, 12-minute appointments, what have you. At Longevity Medical Clinic, our appointments are an hour. So we can have these kinds of conversation. What you just heard here over the last 10, 11 minutes is an illustration of what can be done personally, one-on-one, with your results right there. That's exciting. That's what a doctor is supposed to do. You always say, Jerry, a doctor is a teacher.
That's what doctor means. It's, you know, it's the Latin, doctor is the Latin for teacher. And if he's not teaching, he's not a real doctor.
That's right. And so this is why Longevity Medical Clinic exists. And quite frankly, this is why Longevity Medical Clinic is thriving. Because the pandemic, we've always been successful. Hallelujah. That's great. But we're really thriving right now because people are realizing there's never been a better time to get serious about your health. There are things you can do. And so with that, let me just say for the first time today that I just said, oh, phooey, and I opened up all of September. It's not September yet, but I opened up all of September for the free health analysis appointments. Don't normally do that. Normally just go out a couple of weeks, but the pressure is on. And so, hey, If you're willing to wait 3 or 4 weeks, because if you want a free health analysis appointment, you're not going to be able to grab one of them until the end of the third and maybe the fourth weeks of September. But you really need to do that. You really do. We have appointments available in our Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland clinics, all three of our clinics. In fact, I'll be real specific. We have 17 available in Kirkland, only 11 in Tacoma, and 26 in Linwood. Not sure why Linwood has that many, but it's still not enough because they'll be gone within a relatively short period of time. But with the free health analysis appointment, as I have said the last couple of weeks, we're kind of doubling down. We like the fact that we are able to help so many people with the free health analysis appointment. The two free tests that come with it, the blood test and the special in-body test. Oh, my golly, the two together, just wonderful. And at least through September, we are offering, yes, either the $100 of free longevity supplements, if you come in, or our two fitness books and our fitness bands. They're real quality bands for exercising at home and stuff like that, along with, you know, how to use them and all that sort of jazz. So it's your choice. Both about $100 value. Well, the supplements, certainly. So there you go. If you want one of the free health analysis appointments, here's how you do it. You go to lmclinic.com. Obviously, our website, lmclinic.com. Right smack dab there, you've got a button that says you can schedule your own appointment. Push it. The three clinics will come up. Select the clinic that's best, most convenient for you. If you do it now, you'll have a good selection. But you'll have to wait a few weeks, maybe 4 weeks. We're sorry about that, but hey, again, I just said pooey on it. Let's just open all of September. You grab those right now, again, at lmclinic.com. Takes you like 2 minutes to schedule your own appointment. Easy to do. If for some reason you don't have a computer, you can always call 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. All right. Make yours appointment. You will love the process. You really will. Okay, we're going to go to a break. A couple of minutes late, but that's okay. When we come back, we'll talk with Will. We'll talk with Rich. We'll talk with you, because you're going to call. We got two lines open at 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. And don't you forget it. You really can feel better this next year than you did 5, 10, 15 years ago. That's not just a saying. That's reality. Okay, welcome back. 37 minutes past the hour. I'm Pete Talbot, but you are listening to Leading Edge Medicine. And just a quick little reminder, we called it Leading Edge Medicine for a darn good reason. You need to be on the leading edge. And again, a little reminder, we have those limited number of health analysis appointments. They're free. You get two free tests and you get some free supplements, $100 worth, or the two fitness books and the exercise bands just for coming in. So you get everything. It's all for free. If you don't measure, you don't know. Dr. Mixon was so committed, is so committed to that principle. You have to measure first before you just start shooting in the dark and what have you. If you don't measure, you don't know. Boy, do we measure at Longevity Medical Clinic.
Yeah, none of that touchy-feely thing.
Well, well, I reject that because you're touchy-feely. Your patients just love you. All of our doctors, they consider you the friend. They really are.
Well, I was saying that tongue in cheek,
yes,
because
I know
we always say feel better, and Dr. Mixon says, "What do you mean by feel better?
I want the data. That's right. I want you to function better.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
If you can run and jump and leap and cavort and dance into the night, I guarantee you'll feel better.
Okay. Now, this is why it just hit me. He snarked at me when I said it about 5 minutes ago, and I said, you really can feel better.
Yeah.
this next year. Then you, and he kind of gave me this grimace over here, and I thought, what the did I do wrong? You know,
because you keep talking about feeling better, but, and I can't measure your feelings.
That's right. But people know if they feel better.
Yes.
And believe me, that feel and function, I will continue to work on that. But the point is, that isn't a tagline or anything that we came up with. We kept hearing that.
Yeah.
We hear that, oh, I'm feeling better than I felt 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. We've had people on the air here without our counsel saying they feel better than they felt 30 years ago.
Yes.
I mean, we're not making it up. So anyway, if you're not so happy with your aging process, you're just nuts. Excuse me for being so bold. You're nuts not to get one of the free health analysis appointments and at least see what some of your issues are. Then you'll know what to do, or at least what your options are. All right, let's go to Will in Brennan. Will, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi. I got two quick questions. First, I keep hearing that animal protein causes diabetes, but no one ever says how. That's the first question.
No, I don't lean at animal protein causing diabetes. You're at increased risk of colon cancers, but that's a whole different issue. Diabetes is more a function of carbohydrate metabolism. And so, you know, this is pounding ourselves with high carbohydrate, high glucose releasing foods over and over and over. And what we do is we develop insulin resistance, because you have to remember, glucose, the sugar that we measure in your blood, is critical for life. It is the fuel your body burns to stay alive. So you eat, whether you're eating protein or carbohydrates, you eventually break them down to glucose. The glucose is the fuel you're going to burn within the cell to get the energy to stay alive. The problem is that just as gasoline is the fuel for a car and glucose the fuel for your body, this fuel is not being carried in stainless steel or rubber pipes. It's being carried in living tissues, in your blood vessels. And it oxidizes. It burns everything it touches. And so that glucose is damaging your red blood cells. It's damaging your white cells. It's damaging your cholesterol. It's damaging the walls of your arteries. It's kind of that yin and yang, the good and bad. You've got to have it because you die without it. And yet it is damaging every tissue it touches until it gets driven into the cell where it can be burned. Insulin is the carrier protein. It is a compound whose job is to grab that glucose and transport it through the cell wall where it can be burned. Okay. But when you pound your body with more glucose, more carbohydrate, more sugar, more food than it can burn at any given moment, the excess builds up in the bloodstream. Your body is trying to get rid of that extra glucose in the bloodstream because it's damaging everything it touches. So it raises your insulin level. The high insulin level is trying to push that glucose into the cells. And unfortunately, the cells can't accept it because they can only burn so much at a time. So they then resist the insulin. When you do this over and over several times a day for years at a time, you develop insulin resistance. It now takes a lot more insulin to drive the same amount of sugar into the cells. Okay. At some point, your sugars are getting so high that the insulin can no longer drive it into the cells. And that's why your average blood sugar is starting to rise. Okay. Now, any food you eat, carbohydrates are the most glucose rich. It takes more energy to break down proteins. So when you're eating a lot of animal proteins, yes, eventually it will go to sugar, but you've got a lot of intermediary steps to get you there.
Right.
But it's overeating, period.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you eat. If you eat more than your body needs and you do so consistently, then you develop insulin resistance.
Yeah. I think the reference to the protein might be the fact that plant-based protein sources have low glycemic index as opposed to...
Because they have more fiber.
That's right. Yeah. As opposed to the animal-based protein sources.
That have virtually no fiber.
Correct. So yes. The animal-based protein is good for weight loss. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is low glycemic index. So if people have high weight and they need to lose weight, then this is a good way to get there. Mm-hmm. But in the long run, the plant-based protein sources are better for diabetics or for diabetes risk than the animal-based protein.
And the, part of your problem there is that fiber is not just a neutral. Fiber actually triggers the release of incretins in the proximal bowel. So when fiber gets into the bowel, it triggers the release of these things we call incretins. These are chemicals that actually alter insulin resistance. They make your cells more sensitive to insulin. So you drive the sugar into the cells more efficiently.
Yeah.
When you're eating a lot of animal proteins, you're getting the amino acids you need, but mm-hmm. you're not getting the fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a balancing act. What many people don't realize is when you start eating more than you can burn, that rising insulin shifts your liver to make triglycerides. You start raising your triglyceride production.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Those triglycerides all circulate through your system, and they're taken up by the fat cells.
Mm-hmm.
One of the major reasons you're getting fat when you overeat is that excess fat is a way of trying to lower your blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Insulin isn't doing the job anymore. So you're laying that extra sugar down as fat to get it out of the bloodstream.
That's right.
Okay. And so
boy, that is good to hear. Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not just simple calorie excess. It's actually sugar excess, which triggers insulin excess, which alters the metabolism and shifts you towards fat production. And that fat is a secondary method of trying to lower your blood sugar and prevent the damage of that excess sugar in your bloodstream. It's not a simple process. Right? There's a whole lot going on here. I hope that answers some of the questions.
Well, and I think Will had a second question.
Yeah. Okay. What is it, Will?
Yeah, just a quick second question. The pundits I listen to seem to disagree that whether or not saturated fat causes inflammation. What's your opinion on that?
Again, it's a balance. What you're looking for is omega-3 versus omega-6 balance. Most Americans eat way too much of the omega-6s. Yeah, the polyunsaturated fats tend to be metabolized by actually anti-inflammatory as opposed to pro-inflammatory pathways. But a modest amount of inflammation is actually beneficial for us. So, you know, a modest amount of inflammation is what triggers healing and repair. It's when you overdo it. And unfortunately, most Americans are eating far more than we need, and we are really, really heavy on the omega-6 as opposed to omega-3 balance.
So there you go. Will, good questions. Thank you for those. This means we need to go to a break. We're just a little bit late for that. And when we come back, I happen to know Dr. Dan Nelson is going to be here. He is outside, and Dr. Umat is going to let him in. He'll be here when we come back. Dr. Dan Nelson with Pro Ortho. We're going to be talking about pain for a few minutes. So we'll take all kinds of questions, certainly about pain of any kind or any other health question.
Does that involve political pain, emotional pain?
Oh, there's a lot of political pain going on. Oh, my golly. If you've got a question, 800-465-8770. And here we go. It's 8:48. Pete Talbot here, and the studio is full. Our maximum capacity. I've got Dr. Jerry Mixon. I've got Dr. Samira Umat. And we've got Dr. Dan Nelson, my doctor. Well, he's
one of the too. Yeah, one of our doctors.
Yeah. Have you seen him yet? Where do you hurt?
Well, my husband has seen him.
Oh, good.
That's right.
Oh, that's good to know. I didn't know.
Yes.
And because I don't have permission, I won't talk about Sunil's reason for going. But you brought it up, not me.
Well,
HIPAA. I'm safe. We're safe here. Dan, how you been?
Good, good. Good to be here. Good to see you all.
It's nice. Well, I understand you because I have seen you recently again, and you seem to be pretty busy again. Getting back to normal?
Pretty much back to full speed, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
so we were down to substantially, as you know, where I was seeing like patients 2 half-days a week at the lockdown, seeing only urgent or emergent cases.
So. Yeah, yeah.
But we're back to pretty much a full schedule, and it's a good thing. And people, you know, need to be taken care of. And delayed health care is health care denied, in my opinion.
Are you seeing the results of delayed care?
Oh, definitely. I mean, patients are getting a little, you know, they're getting a little antsy because they've had to put off their surgery or their procedures or their stem cell or their whatever it is that we're
doing.
That's
right. They have. My patients have been seeing Sarah, and they've been having to, you know, they had to delay their appointment. So now they're trying to catch up. And in the meantime, you know, activity has been limited. Pain has gone up, you know. So the issues that affect their health, I'm seeing in their labs. And so it's impacting globally. So that knee pain or elbow pain or shoulder pain affects everything else that we're doing for them.
And even more critical, though, is we are putting off the screenings for cancers.
Yeah. Right.
And we will be finding a lot more late-stage cancers because people who should have been screened this year are not getting screened.
They're not. That's right. Yeah.
The pathologists are saying they're the ones that make the diagnosis. They get the tissue specimens, make the diagnosis, and they say that their diagnosis of cancers are down substantially. What's not because the cancer is going away. It's still out there, right?
Yeah, so it's just nobody's getting diagnosed, and which means we're not catching it, which means these cancers are being diagnosis is being delayed an extra year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that is going to
reach.
Well,
it's been 6 months already.
That's right. Yeah.
And so, you know, and nobody, you won't catch up on your screening until middle of next year.
Yeah.
And so we are going to have a whole lot more people dying of late-stage cancers because we delayed their diagnosis by best part of a year.
Boy, every time I turn around, I hear those types of examples of the true cost of the shutdown and pandemic.
Well, you know, traditionally the health industry has not been affected by downturns in the economy, except this one.
Right.
Except for the emergency rooms and the ICUs, every other aspect of healthcare was affected negatively.
It's the first time in human history you've actually had essentially the entire planet say nobody can work.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
You've never been able to hit the economy. You've never told doctors that they can't treat sick people before.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's
right.
just crazy.
Yeah.
Boy. And yet, longevity, we stayed open.
We did.
So explain why.
Well, because we're considered essential. And I thought
Amen.
It was pretty neat.
Amen to that.
I was very happy to be in that essential category. Though, if I were making those rules, I'd have to say, you know what? Getting old is really not that essential. I'd rather none of us got old to start with, but that's a whole different issue. That's, you know, I take that up on my daily chats with God on how he's really messed up the universe.
And as we are his people, the delays have been painful. You mentioned Sarah.
Right. Well, she mentioned Sarah.
Well, I meant you mentioned Sarah. Sorry. Well,
the
audience didn't see who I was pointing at.
Oh, okay.
So,
hopefully they can tell my voice from Dr. UMass voice. So,
you mentioned Sarah.
I did.
She's really an amazing help to you in your clinic, isn't she?
She is remarkable. She is, I say, the best physician assistant in the state, probably.
Okay.
Now, Dr. Good. Mixon, last time I said that, he said, "Well, maybe I'll try to hire her." I'm a little leery about telling, you know, saying how good Sarah is, but so anyway.
Well, in any event, folks, if you've got questions for Dr. Dan Nelson, you just need to call right now. We've got a couple of lines open at 800-465-8770, 800-465-8770. We're going to take some more calls here, but real quickly, what are you seeing now that you're back at full capacity? What are you seeing the most of? Obviously, pain. I mean, that's sort of the umbrella under which you work. What are you seeing the most of?
Well, we see, pretty much the full gamut, head to toe, of chronic pain. And that, you know, with the pandemic, we have people who aren't doing what they need to do as far as keeping up with that, you know, with the COVID-15, that's the 15 or the 19, the pounds you gained while you have been, you know, social isolation and all that. So, and it's really critical, as you guys are, Longevity Medical Clinic, we're kind of like allied forces, because my job is to keep people moving, keeping their activity level up, exercise level, muscle mass. You can't do those if you are in pain. It's just, so we're saying, look, we got to get you moving. Here's a plan. So the plan is outlined. We have, you know, the big toolbox, one of which is, you know, regenerative medicine, including stem cell therapy. So it's really critical to keep people moving, because that's an important indicator of health.
Well, so, these two doctors here say that, I mean, that's just part of what longevity does, encouraging our patients and our radio listeners mm-hmm. to stay as active as possible.
Right, and so. I love the little dissertation on carbohydrate metabolism earlier, because it's so critical. Yeah. We know that people with increased activity level and exercising and increased muscle mass, they metabolize carbohydrates better.
In much fact, more there's efficiently. Not.
And people with increased muscle mass know, we know that there's some alternate pathways to the insulin mm-hmm. channel. So there's a team, Novo Nordisk, I think, that has a cycling racing team. They're all type 1 diabetics. And they are remarkable. They're professional cyclists, and their insulin requirements are minuscule compared to the average diabetic patient, because they are in such good shape. They have good muscle mass. So it's like, it's very critical to keep people moving and keep them fit from the musculoskeletal standpoint.
Yes, basically, people who are in pain are less active, and so
you can't make as much muscle if you can't move.
That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so this is why you are so critical. This is why he tracked you down, spent time with you in your practice and what have you, and why we are referring to you. A lot of people, when I refer them to you, they say, oh, I don't think I need stem cell, because they're still a little skeptical. They don't know enough about it. And I keep trying to tell them, well, you're not just stem cell. In fact, you're not a stem cell focused physician. You are a pain focused physician. Is that safe to say?
That's safe to say for sure. It's pain. Pain is pretty good. It's more encompassing than that, because it is musculoskeletal medicine, and we want to, pain is what drives people to the doctor.
Yes.
So if you have pain, that's what brings them into the office.
Well, and if they're skeptical about stem cells, you just tell them, we're going to give you an infusion of medicinal secretory cells.
Right. The stem cell, unfortunately, has gotten a lot of, you know, it's a charged term, stem cells, because there's a lot of companies out there trying to sell stem cells that really aren't stem cells. And that's, there's a consensus statement by regenerative medicine experts that say, you know, pretty much all the off-the-shelf stuff is really not stem cells. By the time they sterilize it, process it, and do all that, there's no live stem. Now, there may be some growth factors that are okay. They're going to be helpful, but the FDA is kind of going after some of these so-called stem cell clinics that are really.
I know locally you've got just a boatload of chiropractors that have taken a weekend course on stem cells, and they're now putting themselves out there doing seminars and making all kinds of dramatic claims, and they're supposed experts, so kind of drives me nuts.
Right.
Hey, okay, I'll tell you what. We've got to go to a break. It's the top of the hour break. We have no options. It's the law, station ID and all that, but it's only about a 15-second break. So you don't want to go very far. I've got Dr. Dan Nelson here along with Dr. Umat, Dr. Mixon. We're going to take a whole bunch of calls as soon as we come back. If you've got questions for any one of them, maybe you're in pain, for example, and you just, it keeps going on and on and on, you don't know what to do about it, call in right now, 800-465-8770, 800-465-8770.